Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now and discuss changes to the vaccination programme, because if you're under 50 and you're not immunocompromised, you'll be interested to hear this. NIAC has now recommended that if you've had a COVID infection in the previous 6 months before you get the jab, you'll be considered fully vaccinated after just one shot. Let's speak to UCC immunologist Dr. Elizabeth Brent to get some clarity on this. Dr. Brent, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Cormac.
What's the science behind all this? Why are they recommending this big change?
This is good science. I couldn't be happier to talk about this. So you have to think about what's actually going on at the immune level. Okay, so it might be easiest to start with thinking about the person who's never seen COVID-19, who's never been infected. Mm-hmm. They get one dose of the vaccine, and so they get exposed to that spike protein of the virus, and then you start to make an immune response to it, okay? And you generate your antibodies and your T cells, and that's great. And then we come in with a booster, which really kind of ramps up that immune response and also gives you your long-term immune response. And that's what we need. That's the way the vaccines have been developed. And so several of them, with the exception of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which is just a one-shot vaccine, have been developed along this idea of two shots, with the second one boosting your initial immune response.
So it basically then, having the infection is almost like having the first dose of
the
vaccine.
Exactly it. Yeah, absolutely. So you've had the infection, so you've already seen the spike protein, so you've already raised some antibodies, you've already generated some level of immune response, and therefore all you need is one shot in order to boost up that immune response. Now, they didn't come at this out of nowhere. This has been published. There's good data on this. So there's been several studies now looking at the cohorts of people who have been vaccinated with two shots and stratifying them into those who were COVID naive, had never seen COVID, hadn't been infected, and those who had had prior COVID infections. Okay. And what they saw was that, yes, there was kind of, in the people who'd had prior COVID infections, there was a threefold increase in antibodies after the first shot. But then when they got the second shot, there was no additional benefit. So it makes total sense. This is good science, you know.
So your understanding of the vaccination effect is evolving all the time. So that basically means then, Elizabeth, that there's more vaccine to go around, does it?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have 250,000 people who've been diagnosed as COVID positive in this country. And now a lot of those people are going to be in the cohort of the under 50s, because we know that's really where a lot of the virus has been replicating for the last long time, in the younger cohorts. And so a lot of those people are going to be not immunocompromised and in that cohort, in that age cohort. And now this advice is that they only need one dose of vaccine. So that is going to be roughly an extra 250,000 vaccines to go around.
Okay, but let's talk about the over 50s then, because it's not the same if you're over 50. Even if you've had COVID in the previous 6 months, you still have to get two jabs, don't you?
That's what they're recommending.
And why is that exactly?
It's because they're in a slightly higher risk category.
So they're basically taking no chances at all.
They're taking no chances, absolutely. It'll be on the continuing safety first, and also to stick with their manufacturer's recommendations for anybody who's in a higher risk category.
Okay. Now, we discussed this in the programme before, in the previous couple of days, I think. The possibility that NIAC would recommend increasing the interval between Pfizer and Moderna doses 1 and 2, but they've decided against that, Elizabeth. Why do you think that is?
So that's come out today as well. They'll have done their numbers, Cormac, I'd say, and they'll know how many doses of vaccine they have within these age categories and how they're going to plan this. I mean, it'll be based a lot on the vaccine supply that they have, I suspect. They have legitimate concerns about deviating from the manufacturer's recommendations. And my understanding is that they stated that there really needed to be a clear, significant benefit as far as they were concerned in order to recommend something different to the manufacturer's interval, which is 3 weeks. Now, we know that there is really good data from the UK showing that spacing out that dose has very good benefits in terms of the population, the base being vaccinated, but they're presumably basing it on their vaccine supply that they have at the moment and hoping that they have enough so that they don't have to deviate from this recommendation.
Okay. Well, look, it's overall, it's good news. And I must say, it's nice to talk to a scientist about good news. So Dr. Elizabeth Brent, immunologist with UCC, it's a pleasure to have you on the programme. Thank you very much indeed.